Welcome to America's Horse on America's Trail with the Mustang Discovery Ride. I'm your host, Julianne Neal. Over the next 12 months, we'll be following tip trainers Hannah Catalino and Lisanne Fear, along with Abilene, Bagheera, Chili, Cody, Finn and Rosette, and of course, Fira and Caillou, as they cross the American Discovery Trail on a quest to bring attention to the plight of America's Mustangs. With a goal of 5,000 miles, 5,000 Mustangs, the Mustang Discovery Ride team hopes to bring attention to adoption into appropriate homes for these living legends. We hope that you'll join Hannah and Lisanne on this journey of a lifetime by following the Mustang Discovery Ride podcast. Enjoy the ride! In this episode of the podcast, we'll learn a little bit more about the American Discovery Trail. We'll meet with Donna Loop, who is the Washington, D.C. coordinator. We'll also sit in on a Zoom call between some students at Fairfield Central High School in South Carolina as they pitch the idea of supporting Bill H.R. 4878 to their Congressman Ralph Norman. Stay tuned for Episode 5.
And I am the Washington, D.C. State Coordinator and also a board member of the American Discovery Trail Society. And I was part of the four-person team in the year 2000 that went cross-country for 5 months to help the grand opening of the trail. So we started at Cape Henlopen, went to Point Reyes, and really just supported a lot of the folks who are part of the trail network that makes up the American Discovery Trail. So it was a lot of fun. It is more of an east to west thing, but people start anywhere. They do sections. I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do the trail, obviously. I want to say we still have maybe 20 to 30% nationwide that is still not off-road. And, you know, that's something we're working on to get it all off-road. But, you know, we're talking 6,800 miles. It's a process, especially on the East Coast, and you guys coming through Delaware, you noticed that you did have to go on a lot of roads. And I'm sure with the horses it was not that easy.
Can you describe the sign for me?
It's exactly as the National Park Service National Trail System signs. They're like about this big, triangular, and it shows the United States with the little trail, you know, with the little circle in the middle showing the northern route and the southern route.
So now we just need to add horses to that little sign.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Well, there's not even a hiker or a biker on there, so the horses would be unique.
I am involved with the Student Voice Organization, which is a national organization built for student activism. I'm a part of the Beta Club. I do youth and NAACP here. And what I'm about to ask you is, do you know about Bill H.R. 4878?
H.R. 4878?
Yes, sir.
What is it? We've got so many bills coming our way. What's the crux of it?
Well, this bill was introduced to the House of Representatives by Congress Mark DeSalmier on July 30th of this year, and Representative Jeff Fortenberry co-sponsored the bill, and it is a bipartisan bill, and its two goals are to make the American Discovery Trail an official part of the U.S. National Trail System, and as a part of a new category of National Trail, a Discovery Trail. The bill doesn't ask for any funds or appropriations, and it does not require the U.S. Treasury to spend any public monies.
Okay, it must still be in committee. I haven't seen that hit the floor. What I've learned in Congress in the last 4 years is to read the bill in its entirety and to understand it. The last infrastructure bill we had was 2,400 pages long. And so Jeff Fortenberry is a good friend of mine. He's, in fact, he bought a place in Charleston. But now I would look at that. It sounds like it's got the makings of a good bill. So I would definitely look at that. And the issue I have is, and I'll be dead and gone when all of you will be facing a massive debt. Programs that start out not having, saying they don't take any type funding, end up having funding, requiring funding. We're not having offsets on anything. I could get every one of you that are listening to this, that are sitting in that classroom, I could go down the line and say, is this a priority? And we've got so many things that we should cut. We're not in the majority, and I'm a Republican. We're not in the majority. Nancy Pelosi is. There's no cuts on anything to fund programs like you, the bill you just mentioned. And even if it doesn't take funding, it would surprise me if it doesn't have funding on down the line to keep it, you know, to keep it going. But, you know, to leave y'all with debt is not right, and something I take a strong interest in.
I just wanted to say as well, not to step on the congressman's toes, but I actually, as the congressman's aide, I have read the bill that you were referring to. And if I'm not mistaken, what you were saying, it takes the American Discovery Trail and makes it in part of the U.S. trail system. So one of the things that we need to be wary of in Congress, and again, you know, if this gets put up for a floor vote, which I hate to say is in the speaker's control, like the congressman said, something we have to be wary of is overregulation. So when the private businesses, nonprofits are doing a good job of running certain programs, you know, we really don't think there's a need for government interference. And that's something that we need to be wary of. And that's would be my kind of hesitation with something like this. But that being said, you know, if it does come to the floor, if it does go through the legislative process, we would be happy to take it, give it a second look. The congressman is on the Oversight Committee and the Homeland Security Committee. So that won't be going through our committee, one of our committees, but we will definitely track that. And if we see any movement on it, we will definitely keep you posted.
So have you heard of the fact that, especially with small businesses, making this trail a national trail will actually increase the tourism to these areas that the trail is along, and it will help these small businesses attract more customers and get more money into their paychecks?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the, we're working on several things with different counties. And I met with some officials at Union County. They've got a farm where I think the landowners gave it as a conservation that they could have, was a tremendous profit generator for the county. Horseback riding was part of it. So the conservation easements and the banks are great things, and trails are no different. We've given trails, in fact, working on one now in York County, to, I agree with you, as a developer, there's no greater investment to make than building some type of a structure and having a trail run beside it.
Is there any more questions you want to ask us about the bill?
Oh, no. We'll track it. And by the way, I appreciate y'all. It sounds like every one of y'all are involved. You need to ask questions. You need to get involved. It's we the people. And I appreciate you taking up, you know, getting involved with things. If you want to know about something, get involved with them. And sounds like y'all are doing that. But as far as, I don't have any questions about the bill. We'll read it. And Hallie's already read it. It must be in committee now, because it hadn't come before the floor.
We thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. And this project is near and dear to my heart, because I'll be following the Mustang Discovery Ride as we start next week in Delaware. And we have two young girls who are trainers of Mustangs that were adopted from out west, and they're riding the American Discovery Trail and will end up in California next year. So our students here at Fairfield Central High School are going to help us document that ride, and we'll be touching on the different states along the way. But we just wanted South Carolina to be represented as we start talking and figure out things about the American Discovery Trail. We were just talking before we started this call about our state parks and how everybody just doesn't have that access. And we go out to Watery and spend time at the lake, and we wouldn't have those things if we didn't have our state and national parks. So we're just appreciative of all that. So we wanted them to kind of have the background on how the bills become a law and how much goes into, like you said, the research and the study behind each thing that's involved. So it's nice to hear that aspect from you all. Well, thank you so much. I know we've taken a lot of your time this morning, but we appreciate it so very much. And we'll look forward to seeing how things go with the bill that we're interested in, but also with everything that you're doing. So
thank you all. I appreciate your interest and look forward to meeting y'all hopefully sometime.
I hope so. We were hoping to see you in Washington. We're coming through with the ride on October 12th, but I think they told me you're going to be back in South Carolina, so we're going to miss you that way. But maybe the next time we're up, we'll try.
Do that. I'd love to have you in my office and love for you to see some of the great sights up here. You would really be interested in it.
Yeah, we'll have to plan a field trip. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank each one of you. Bye.
This episode of the podcast is sponsored by JA Media Productions and the Equus Film and Arts Fest. Special thanks to our sponsors, the Mustang Heritage Foundation, BLK Water, and Espana Silk.